A blessed morning to all of you.
各位早上好。
I'm thank you for inviting me to bring the word of God to you all.
我感谢你们邀请我来这里圣道。
Today is Easter Sunday.
今天是复活节。
Christians throughout the world celebrate the resurrection of Christ on this Sunday.
在这日，全球的基督徒都欢庆主的复活。
Now Easter is a joyful occasion for the believers.
这复活节对信徒来讲是快乐的一个日子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus is no longer laid dead but has risen.
因为主耶稣从死里复活。
However, the believers during the first Easter were not really as joyful as the believers today.
但是初期第一是庆祝复活节的信徒却不是如此。
Instead, they were downcast.
他们那时候很沮丧。
They were downcast because all they saw was that Jesus had died.
因为他们所看到的是一位已经死了的耶稣。
Take the example of our passage of meditation this morning.
我们从今早的这一段经文来看起。
After the crucifixion of Christ,
主耶稣基督被钉十字架之后，
two of his disciples were on their way to Emmaus.
有两位门徒前往到以马忤斯去。
Emmaus was a village located outside of Jerusalem.
这是一个在耶路撒冷这附近的一个乡村。
And these two disciples, they were discussing the events which had transpired.
这两位门徒在讨论刚发生的事情，
and the testimony that they have heard,
还有他们所听到的见证。
And as they were discussing between themselves,
他们在彼此这讨论的时候，
and then what happened was that the Lord Jesus came near them and walked with them.
在这时候主耶稣就近他们与他们同行。
Jesus observed that they were deep in discussion.
主耶稣观察到他们在深思讨论。
They utterly downcast and sad.
因为那时候他们非常的沮丧忧愁。
Sorry for the delay.
抱歉我们需要暂停一下。
So they were discussing between themselves.
他们彼此的在商论。
And when the Lord Jesus came near to them and walked with them,
主耶稣就近靠近他们，与他们同行。
And he asked them, "What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?"
主耶稣问他们：“你们忧愁，正在讨论什么呢？”
They did not recognize our Lord Jesus.
他们却认不得主耶稣。
They were taken by surprise that this stranger here.Did not hear of the sensational news.
他们觉得很惊奇，因为这位陌生人却无听过刚发生的事。
It is like a Parisian saying in the city of Paris today, have not heard that how the church of Notre Dame, the steeple have been burned down to the ground. Say, no.
就像在巴黎的市民啊，他们未曾听过巴黎圣母院教堂的尖塔已经烧得。面目全非。
So they asked this stranger, "Did you not hear about this Jesus of Nazareth?"
所以他们就问他说：“你没有听过有关拿撒勒人耶稣的事情吗？”
And they went to share with Jesus concerning the news about Jesus.
因此呢，他们就向耶稣分享有关耶稣的事情。
How the chief priests and the Roman rulers have sent Jesus to be crucified.
谈到这个大祭司跟罗马的官长们如何把耶稣钉在十字架。
And how some of them reported being unable to find his body at the tomb in the morning.
又谈到有些人在坟墓里找不到耶稣的遗体。
Even though the tomb was guarded by the Roman soldiers.
虽然这个坟墓呢是由罗马兵丁把守着。
By right they should have rejoiced at such news, right?
在这时候他们本应该听到这样的消息很高兴。
But according to verse 17, as Jesus noted, they were sad and downcast.
但第七十七节告诉他们，他们却是忧愁和沮丧。
Why were they sad?
为什么呢？
In verse 21, they said, but we trusted that he had been he which would have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
第21节讲的说, 但我们素来所盼望, 要属以色列民的就是他, 不但如此, 而且这是成就, 现在已经三天了。
What they were saying is that they have put their hopes on Jesus to redeem them.
而他们所说的是这样, 他们的盼望是主耶稣来救赎他们。
But all they get now was Jesus. The experience, what they experienced was Jesus has died.
但是他们的经历却告诉他们耶稣已经死了。
And when Jesus was crucified on the cross and died, all their hopes were dashed.
所以当耶稣被钉十字架死了, 他们的盼望就破灭了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they have the wrong understanding of how Jesus will redeem them.
因为他们对耶稣的救赎有错误的理解。
They had the wrong understanding of that Jesus will lead a revolution to overthrow the Roman government.
他们以为这位耶稣会来反抗罗马, 帝国。
And then Jesus will re-establish Israel as a theocratic nation.
他会再重建这个以色列为神治的一个国家。
But instead, what they saw was the Messiah dying on the cross.
但他们看到的是他们所以为的弥赛亚却死在十字架上。
How can a dying Messiah redeem us?
而这位死了弥赛亚又如何拯救他们呢?
So their hopes were dashed.
所以他们的盼望, 这破灭了。
But I must say, their hope is misplaced hope.
但我们看到他们的盼望在错误的寄托上。
Because it's not based on, hope is not based on what things we can imagine will turn out to be.
因为这个盼望不是在于我们幻想里头所要得的。
Real hope is always linked to the faith.
因为真正的盼望与信心是联系的。
And faith must always be founded on the promises of God.
而这信心, 这盼望应该建立在上帝的应许上。
If our hope is not based on the word of God, we will surely be disappointed when things do not turn out the way we have hoped for.
若我们的盼望不是建立在神的话语上, 那事情发生就不如我们所愿, 我们就会很失望。
Jesus has actually given the people this promise before his crucifixion. He said, destroy this temple and 3 days I will raise it up.
在主耶稣被钉十字架之前, 他却曾经给了他的, 百姓这样的一个, 应许说, 你们拆毁这殿, 我3天内要再重建起来。
Of course, Jesus was not referring to the physical temple of God.
而他这里讲的不是那, 这个物质的这个圣殿。
Instead, he was referring to his physical body.
但他在讲的是讲到他自己的身体。
Jesus was telling the people concerning his resurrection.
他是谈到他的复活。
When the people will destroy his body by crucifying him on the cross, Jesus said he'll be resurrected on the third day.
当人将他的身体钉在十字架之后呢, 他要
And the resurrection of Jesus will be the real hope for the people.
所以耶稣的复活就是人真正的盼望。
However, the hope of the people was not on the resurrection of Christ.
但人的盼望却不是在他的复活里面。
Instead, these disciples, they base their hope on their imagination not found in the word of God.
但门徒们的盼望是建立在他们的幻想却不在神的话语里面。
They have hope that Jesus will overthrow the government.
他们期望的就是这耶稣, 推翻这罗马帝国。
Hence, when their hope did not come to pass, they were utterly disappointed.
因为他们所期望的却没有实现, 所以他们很失望。
If they have only kept an eye on the resurrection of Christ,
若他们只是把眼睛定睛在 这个耶稣的复活,
and then if when they heard that Jesus is risen, then they would have rejoiced.
而听到耶稣已经复活, 他们应该很高兴。
They would have jumped for joy at the testimonies of the women and other disciples that the body of Jesus is not found.
当他们听到妇女所说, 耶稣的遗体不在坟墓里, 他们会跳起来很高兴。
It will give them the strongest assurance what Jesus said is true.
这能够给他们最强的这个应许耶稣所说的是真实的。
But sad to say,
但很可惜
that was not the case.
这不是这样。
That's why they were discouraged, they were downcast.
因此呢，他们很失望，很沮丧。
Another point which resulted in the disciples of being downcast was their disbelief.
另一个问题就是他们的不信。
As I say, they already heard the testimony of the women and the disciples.
他们已经听到这个妇女和门徒们的见证。
And even before his crucifixion, Jesus had told them time and time again he will be risen from the dead.
还有耶稣在这被钉十字架之前屡次跟他们谈到他的复活。
It is not that they are not aware of this, that it has been made known to them.
这不是他们不知道这件事情。
And when Jesus was risen from the dead on the third day, he sent his angels to bring the same message to the women.
当耶稣复活的时候，他差派天使向妇人讲了同样的话。
The Bible says the angels said to the women in Matthew 28 verses 5 to 8, he said, the angel said, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee.They shall ye see him. Lo, I've told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word.
在马太福音第二十八章第五到第八节，圣经这样的告诉我们：天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且你们要以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们了。妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。
I think the instructions of the angels are clear.
我们看到天使的指示很明确。
Jesus.Was resurrected.
主耶稣已复活了。
The disciples need to go to Galilee to see him.
这门徒们只要去加利利，并能够看到他。
Let me ask you, where did these two disciples go? You know, when they already heard this such an instruction.
这两位门徒听到这样的指示之后，他们往什么地方去呢？
Instead of taking the journey to Galilee, they went back to their own village at Emmaus.
他们没有到加利利去，他们却回返他们的家乡以马忤斯。
This shows their disbelief in the instruction given unto them.
这只是表明他们不相信主给他们的指示。
And that is one of the reasons why Jesus needed to meet them while they are on the road to Emmaus to redirect their path.
这就是因为的原因，主要在这路上。
Yes, the disciples were downcast because of their dashed hopes and disbelief.
这门徒们呢，他们很沮丧，因为他们的盼望已经破灭了。
And that's why it's necessary for Jesus to rebuke them and to correct them.
所以我们看到主需要的责备他们和纠正他们的错误。
Jesus said, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken."Ought not Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory?
主对他们说，你们这愚昧的人啊，你其实不知道主将要进入他的荣耀里面。
Then what Jesus did was to expound the word of God with them clearly.
在这里，主耶稣就向他们很清楚地讲解神的话语。
Beginning from the book of Moses all the way into the prophets.
从摩西的书本开始，直到先知的书。
He showed them that the necessity for Jesus to be crucified in order to be the Savior and Redeemer of Israel.
告诉他们，耶稣需要受苦才能成为以色列人的救赎主。
What was the result of their searching the truth of the Scriptures?
他们这查考圣经的结果是什么呢？
The truth of the Scriptures actually open up their spiritual eyes to understand the will of God.
这查考圣经，睁开了他们属灵的眼睛。
Their perspective changed.
他们的角度，看事情的角度有改变了。
And their hearts were transformed with a renewed zeal unto God.
他们的心灵有了这更新。
In the famous testimony of John Wesley.
在约翰卫斯理的见证里头，他提到。
How he wrote concerning the truth of God transformed his heart.
讲到神的话语，神的真理怎样的改变他的心。
Let me read to you what he wrote.
让我为你读他自己所做的见证。
Quote, in the evening, I went very unwillingly to a society in Aldersgate Street. Okay, where one was reading Luther's preface to the epistle to the Romans. About a quarter before nine, while the leader was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, Wesley wrote, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ alone for salvation. And an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Unquote.
那天晚上我很不愿意去到奥尔德斯盖特街的一个聚会，但在那里我阅读路德的罗马书的注释的序语，那时候我的心大受感动，大约在九点四十分的时候，而有主的引导改变我，使到我内心充满了一个很特别的温暖，使我知道这他已经挪去我的罪，他已经将我从律法罪和死亡拯救出来。
So John Wesley testified actually he was very unwilling, you know, to go to this place.
我们看到约翰卫斯理呢，在那一天，他不愿意去参加聚会。
But yet, while he was there, when his heart was opened to the truth of the scriptures,
但在那时候，他打开他的心，接受这圣经的话语。
He said the word of God, the truth of God, made his heart strangely warmed.
神的话语给他一种很温暖的感觉。
It transformed him.
这改变了他。
Eventually, he was used mightily of the Lord in the propagation of the gospel.
我们看到神大大的使用这位约翰卫斯理来传讲福音。
Of course, the establishment of the Methodist churches worldwide today owe it to John Wesley, right?
今天世界各国的卫斯理公会的这个教会啊，他们都要归功给这位人物。
Jesus brought the two downcast disciples back to the truth of God's word.
我们看到主耶稣怎样带领这两个门徒回到他的话语里头。
And when they were made to understand the promises of God's word, their hearts were rekindled with the fire for the Lord.
当他们听到神的话语的时候呢，我们看到他们的心灵就火热起来。
Look at verse 32, how they testify. They said, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures?
他们不是如此说，我们听过神的话，心中就火热起来。
This is the biblical remedy to a downcast heart.
这是合乎圣经的药方，来帮助沮丧的心灵。
When we are discouraged in life.
当我们在生命中很沮丧的时候，
What we need is to find comfort and hope in the word of God.
我们要从神的话语得到盼望。
When we open our hearts to the truth of God's word,
就是当我们打开心来领受神的话语，
The word of God will encourage us, will comfort us.
神的话语将要鼓励安慰我们，
And it will give us hope to be able to, is able to turn our hearts around.
能够改变我们的心，把我们回转过来。
So my friends, if you are very downcast today,
亲爱的朋友们，若你今天心灵很沮丧，
you are discouraged today,
你非常的失望。
If you are disappointed in life today, turn to the Word of God.
对生命很失望，你要回到上帝的话语。
But which part of the Word of God you may ask, Pastor? Right?
但你会问我哪一段的经文？
If you don't know, turn to the Psalms.
若你不知道，请打开到诗篇。
Because the Psalm is a balm to the weary soul.
这诗篇呢，给我们看到是神的话语给那这疲乏人。
Or turn to the Gospel of John.
或者打开约翰福音。
Because you know, it portrays Jesus as who he is.
因为在那里给我们看到耶稣他是谁。
So if you are discouraged today, don't be fretful, but turn to the Word of God.
若今天你很绝望的话，你可以打开神的话语。
And the second remedy came when Jesus sat down and communed with them over a meal.
第二个解决的方法是耶稣与他们一同坐席。
The Bible says their eyes were straight away open. They realized they had been communing with Jesus himself.
他们的眼睛就打开了，才知道他们其实在这一阵子呢与耶稣在谈话。
Again, this is encouragement to us.
这是我们的鼓励。
When we are very downcast, we can be sure of this thing that the Lord will make his presence known unto us.
当我们觉得沮丧的时候呢，神或者耶稣会让我们清楚知道他与我们同在。
Many times we find that you know people cannot understand the difficulties we go through in life.
人不能够理解我们所经历的。
Of course, you know when we share with others, they are sympathetic with us.
他们可能会同情我们。
But we feel that even pastors sometimes cannot fully understand us, right? What we go through.
甚至有时候牧师也不能够完全理解你在面对的挑战。
But take note, no matter where you are, how difficult it is, you are never alone.
我希望你能够知道，无论你在哪里经历什么的情况呢？
Because the risen Christ is always with you.
这位复活的主与你同在。
And truly, there's nothing more encouraging than experiencing the Lord's presence in our lives.
我们得到最大的鼓励就是有神的同在。
That through the most difficult part you're walking, that Jesus is walking with you.
当你行过最艰难的时候，耶稣与你同行。
You are not alone.
你不是单独一个人。
Because you see this time and time again in the Bible of speaking of men of old.
我们看到这先前的这信徒们他们的经历。
When David and his faithful men went out to war.
我们看到大卫和他的仆人去作战的时候，
and then when they returned from Ziklag, they found that their enemies had been captured by the Amalekites.
他们从希克拉回来的时候，知道敌人被亚玛利人这捉了。
The Bible says that David and his men were so distressed and discouraged that they wept until they have no power to weep.
圣经告诉我们，大卫和他的仆人，他们哭泣，直到他们没有力气了。
Weep until no tears. Weep, they wept until no tears. They wept until no strength even to weep.
他们哭泣，直到没有眼泪，也没有力量。
They were so grieved that even David's most faithful men blamed David for what had happened, and they wanted to stone him to death.
在这时候，这大卫的这忠心的仆人就怪了大卫，甚至要以石头打他。
Even David's most faithful man, you know, he, you know, is not with him. David is left alone. What could David do?
在这时候，大卫他单独一个人，因为他忠心的仆人也认为他犯错了。
That's when the Bible says with this word that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
在这里圣经告诉我们大卫在主里他得鼓励。
I believe it was during such moments of utter despair that the strength that David can find is by drawing himself into the presence of the Lord.
在这里给我们看到大卫能够做的就是从主那里得力量。
The same is seen in other saints of old.
我们看到先前的信徒呢也是如此行。
Elijah did the work of God.
我们看到以利亚侍奉神
to the extent that eventually he is so frustrated he want to end his own life.
他忠心以主，直到他 很沮丧，他甚至要神取掉他的命。
He even prayed to God, no, Lord, take away my life. I'm no better than my forefathers.
他向神祷告，神啊，我不如我的先祖。
But the divine communion with the Lord brought him strength to renew him and to restore him to the work that the Lord has for him ahead.
但那一段时间与主在一起呢，给他重新得力。
And Moses also wanted to give up the task that God has called him to lead these stiff-necked people out of Egypt.
我们看到摩西他也是很沮丧，因为那百姓呢是硬着这心肠。
He wanted to give up.
他要放弃。
But the presence of the Lord being with him that helped him lead the people.
当我们看到神与他同在，给他能力带领以色列人。
So my friends, are you downcast today?
亲爱的朋友们，你今天是否感觉到沮丧呢？
Are you so disappointed, so discouraged that you stand as if you stand alone in this?
你感觉到很失望，因为你认为你是独自一人。
Do you feel discouraged because the events in your life have not turned out the way that you wanted them to be?
还是你觉得你所期望发生的事却不如你所愿？
Maybe you started a business.
可能你开始了一个生意。
And your friends has promised to support you in your venture, for example.
你的朋友说他会支持你。
You made him your business partner.
你使得他作为你的这生意的伙伴。
And when the crunch time comes, where more investment is needed to be pumped into the business, your partner ran away.
在关键性的时候呢，你的这位伙伴呢却逃跑了。
Ran away with all the money that is invested in the business.
也将你的这个钱呢拿走了。
How will you feel?
你会有怎样的感受呢？
Or maybe some of us, you know, work very hard, you know, in our employment.
可能你在你的工作上很努力。
And then, you know, your boss has promised you a certain promotion.
你的上司呢，可能答应你要给你一个升级。
So you work very hard, day and night.
所以你日夜的工作。
But eventually, the promotion goes to someone else.
但最终呢，这个升级却给了别人。
How do you feel?
你会怎样的感受呢？
When we place our hopes on people or even on our own abilities, we will surely get discouraged.
当我们把我们的盼望寄托在我们自己的能力或者在人身上，我们会很失望。
When our hopes is based on our own imagination, we'll be disillusioned.
当我们的盼望只是放在我们的幻想 里面呢，我们会觉得妄灭。
People will face this in the secular world.
这世上的人会有这样的经历。
But do not think that, you know, in the gospel work, it is different.
不要以为在侍奉主呢，是不一样的。
As pastors,
我们成为牧者
many times unknown to you all.
很多时候你们却不知道。
We face more discouragement than encouragement in the gospel work.
我们在这个福音事工上面对的这个这失望哈，多过我们的得到的鼓励。
That's why we always, you know, I always tell my people, please pray for the pastors.
因此呢，我常常对我的会友们说，为你的牧师祷告。
Because the pastors are the shepherd of the sheep.
因为牧师呢是羊的牧者。
When the pastors fall, you know, the church will be in disaster.
若牧者这跌倒了，那教会呢就会面对危机。
But as far as I'm concerned,
但至于我来说
，No matter what discouragement that we face, you know, it will not stop us from fulfilling our calling which the Lord has put on us.
我无论面对什么的。这失望灰心，我会继续的侍奉神。
The prince of preachers Charles Spurgeon was also very downcast at one point in his life.
我们看到讲道王子斯布镇也有这样的经历。
And from his experience, you know, he wrote this advice to his students.
从他的经历呢，他写了这给他学生的劝勉。
Let me quote him. Quote He said, "Count it no strange thing, but a part of ordinary ministerial experience." The downcast, right? Continue to serve God with all your might while the candle is burning, And then when it goes out for a season, you'll have the less to regret. Between this and heaven, there may be rougher weather yet, but it is all provided by our covenant head. In nothing, he said, let us be turned aside from the path which the divine call has urged us to pursue. He said, come fair weather or come foul weather, the pulpit is our watchtower, and the ministry our warfare. Then he concluded this, when we cannot see the face of God, we learn to trust under the shadow of his wings.
这沮丧呢，不是常有的一件事情，是我们在这个侍奉上的普通的经历。他劝勉学生们要继续的用他们一生的力气来为主工作。当我们的这个蜡烛还在发光的时候，等到它还没有被吹灭之前。 还是我们会有遗憾的时候，我们要继续在无论怎样的环境侍奉神。然后他说，当我们看不到神的面的时候呢，我们要把自己交托于神，信靠他，在他的这荫膀下。Yes,
in discouragement, what we need is to do one thing, to trust the Lord and His word.
在这失望的时候呢， 我们要做的一件事情就是信靠神和他的话语。
We need to be drawn back to God's word and the communion with God in prayer.
我们要有神的话语把我们带回来，要与神有这沟通的时间。Because
when we focus on Jesus,
当我们的注意力放在主耶稣的时候，
for who he is,
看到他是谁，
for what he has promised us in his word,
看到他所在他的话语所允许我们的，
it will strike a flame in the heart.
这会点燃我们心中的火焰。
For then we are reminded that God is sovereign.
在那时候我们会被提醒神是大能，
and God has a sovereign greater purpose and plan for us far beyond this temporal world.
他有他的美好的旨意在我们身上。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is this lively hope in our life.
所以主耶稣基督的复活是我们心灵渴望活泼的盼望。
Because it reminds us that God is able to do all things. Nothing is impossible to him.
因为他提醒我们神万事都能行。
And Jesus has conquered death.
甚至耶稣已经战胜死亡。
It helps us to focus on things, not on this world, but of eternal value.
使到我们能够关注这永恒的事情，有永恒的价值。
And when we look unto Jesus,
当我们仰望主耶稣的时候，
and his resurrection,
和他的复活，
the things of this world will pale in comparison to the glory to come.
这世界的东西就会渐渐的比 这开始的模糊。
The hymn writer wrote this verse. Helen Lemmel wrote this verse.
这位作诗的人写了这一首诗歌。
She said, O soul, are you wearied and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free.
这首诗歌讲的说，你心灵是否困倦愁烦，眼前一片 黑暗蒙蒙，仰望主耶稣就得光明，生命变更自由丰盛。
And then she continued, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full into his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of the glory of his grace.
她继续说，当转眼仰望耶稣，定睛在他奇妙的慈容， 在救主荣耀恩典大光中，世上事必然显为虚空。
So my dear friends, may you turn your eyes upon Jesus.
亲爱的朋友们，我们要转眼定睛耶稣。
Jesus is able to do all things.
耶稣能够行所有的事。
He has conquered death by his resurrection.
他借着他的复活战胜了死亡。
With God, all things are possible.
因为 在神里没有难成之事。
So don't anchor your hope upon your own imagination, your own abilities, or on others, but anchor your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word.
不要把你的盼望寄托在你自己的能力，但是要在主的话语上。
When you do so, you find the truth of God's Word a great comfort and encouragement to you.
这样行，你就会看到上帝的话语是我们大的安慰。
It will set your heart aflame again for God.
它会使我们的心火热起来。
The dark clouds we've been looming in life will be blown away.
我们生命的这个黑云呢，就会很快的被吹散。
Your heartbreak will be turned into a heartburn for the Lord.
你心里的失望会成为心里的火热。
And you find your heart strangely warmed.
你会感触到。你的心灵呢，有一个很特别的温暖。
So let us keep our focus on Christ and draw near to Him and His resurrection.
我们要定睛仰望主，仰望他的复活。
And you will find grace and mercy for you in times of need.
你会在有需要的时候找到神的怜悯和恩典。
When you depart from this hall today, this sanctuary today, may the Lord fill you with hope as you seek His face.
当你离开这大堂的时候呢，愿神充满你。有恩典和盼望。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, indeed we praise thee and thank thee because our Lord Jesus has been risen.
我们天上的父，感谢你。我们知道我们的主耶稣已复活。
He has conquered death.
他战胜死亡。
We thank thee for giving us this hope in life.
感谢你给我们有这活泼的盼望。
That when we put our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not be ashamed.
当我们盼望主的时候，我们就不会感觉到失望。
That our hearts will fill with joy and peace.
我们的心灵就有平安和喜乐。
And Father, we pray for thy people here this morning.
我要为这里的弟兄姐妹们来代祷。
That if their hearts has been troubled, may thou Lord fill them with this hope in thee.
若他们的心灵很沮丧，很有忧愁，求主你赐给他们这个活泼的盼望。
That they'll draw nigh to thee and to thy word.
使他们来就近你和你的话语。
That they might find grace and joy in thee.
给他们能够找到这喜乐和恩典。
We thank you, Lord, for giving all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus.
感谢神你给我们这一切，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.